Over 30,000 employers have now registered for the new temporary wage subsidy scheme, and €34 million in wage refunds have been paid out. This means the government undertakes to pay a portion of the worker's salary so that the employer can keep them on the books rather than laying them off. And our industry correspondent Ingrid Miley joins me now to tell us more. Will you remind us, Ingrid, how employers qualify for this new scheme?
Well, the key criteria, Claire, are that they must have suffered a 25% drop in income, and they must have an inability to pay normal wages and outgoings. Now, the object of this scheme is, rather than laying off staff, that you would maintain a link between the employer and the employee, because it's felt that if you maintain that link and any wage subsidy is paid through the payroll system, when this emergency ends, then it would be quicker and more streamlined to get businesses up and running again, rather than people having to reapply for jobs, going through a hiring process and all of that. So the idea is that for workers earning below 38,000 a year, the state will pay a net subsidy of €410. For people between 36 and 76,000 euro, they'll pay up to 350, but people earning over 76,000 don't qualify.
And Ingrid, there were some employment lawyers who had queried whether declaring an inability to pay could have company law consequences. What's the story with that now?
Well, yes. Niall Cody, the chair of the Revenue Commissioners, has said that he moved yesterday morning on Morning Ireland to allay all those fears. He said that the statutory declaration that you have to sign to qualify for this scheme is absolutely not a declaration of insolvency. He says that, you know, on the contrary, he says that it would be reckless trading not to apply for this scheme, which will give you financial aid at a time if you have lost 25% of your income and you can't pay normal wages. He says that there isn't going to be that much of a difficulty proving the 25% drop in income, because he says he's anticipating that for most firms, the impact is going to be significantly greater. He's advising people to keep documentation and doesn't expect to be reviewing many cases at the end of the scheme. Now, what is important today, though, Claire, is that the Revenue have pointed out that while they've disbursed €34 million, including €11.5 million in the last 24 hours, they're sitting on €2 million, which is due to 770 employers because the right bank account isn't in place. They say that many of these employers may have an existing payment bank account, but in order to receive payments from the Revenue, including under the wage subsidy scheme, they need to set up what's called a refund bank account. Now, if they're having a delay in receiving their payment, they should check to see have they actually done this, and if not, to set up such a bank account, and money will flow pretty rapidly.
Okay, good advice. Thank you very much, Ingrid Miley. The